Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, thank you for joining me. This is Diana, and of course, this is the This is Diana show. And I'm excited, like I always am, before I do a show because I get an opportunity in this particular episode to discuss the book that I wrote, which is called You're Not Crazy, It's Paranormal. And I get to discuss it and how it's relevant to you. So, the first thing I want to do is thank you for joining me, thank you for listening, and I am very, very confident that some of this information will be extremely helpful to you. And I just want to remind you that you can always contact me at through my website, rudenesssucks.com. I know it sounds really weird, but there is a reason why I called it that. Check it. It's actually very interesting, if I do say so myself. It's rudenesssucks.com, rudenesssucks.com. And you can always email me with any questions. I'm very happy to answer them at dianatheempath@gmail.com. And I will repeat this information at the end. And if I don't, you can always reverse this because it's archived. So it's wonderful. Thank you, technology. So I'm going to get right to it because there's a lot of information that I do want to share with you in the most succinct and quickest and effective way. You're Not Crazy, It's Paranormal is a book that took me 9 years to write. And if you are thinking about writing something, whether it's a screenplay or a book or anything like that, I certainly want to encourage you to do it. Don't worry how long it's taken. You can do it the right time. The universe has its own timing. If we work with the universe, things can get done. And for me, it took so long because certain things had to occur to me personally. I had to have a certain amount of information in order to put this forward. And then the time was right. And I am what you call an indie publisher. I published it myself. This is available in Amazon.com. But I was very, very fortunate to have met people that reviewed my book and gave me what to me was the most incredible reviews and feedback. And these include Mark Anthony's a psychic lawyer. I mean, I couldn't believe he gave me the most wonderful review. He is a best-selling author of several books. He is a psychic attorney, a legal attorney, practicing in Florida and several states. And I was just incredibly happy that he enjoyed my book. And we also have, you know, if anybody remembers the movie Ghost, the screenwriter for that gave me a review, Bruce Joel Rubin, if you can believe it. He also wrote the screenwriter for Jacob's Ladder and My Life. So if you watch any of these movies, you can imagine how honored I was. I've also gotten a few more reviews from that, including from Hunter Shea, a horror book writer. He's written amazing horror books, and they're also available on Amazon.com. as well as Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer. So for somebody who's an indie writer, I just couldn't believe that I had the pleasure of doing that. I had the opportunity, as you know, from this broadcast and maybe other broadcasts in the background that I did in the past, I did hear stuff on Blog Talk Radio and also for another station called Centauri Broadcasting Center. So I was able to do some work for Centauri Broadcasting Network several years ago, so in total, 4 to 5 years of broadcasting experience, interviewing incredibly amazing people in all kinds of fields. And this was an extension of doing a lot of research back, 15, 20 years ago when I was in graduate school, where I interviewed also a variety of people, and I was able to get information. So when I talk about You're Not Crazy, It's Paranormal, that was an accumulation of not only my own personal painful experiences, also delightful experiences about spiritual awakening, but also clients that I had as an intuitive empath and also research that I did, not only doing research in magazines and articles, watching tons and tons of programs on TV on the topic of the paranormal and supernatural, but as I just said a few moments ago, interviewing tons and tons of people. So that's sort of the background of You're Not Crazy, It's Paranormal, as far as like the accumulation of information. But if you sit back and you talk about this, what does this have to do with you? What do you care, right? Well, the reason I wrote the book was because I realized that at one point or another, all of us, if we're alive on this planet, something's going to happen in our lifetime that cannot be easily explained by traditional means. In other words, by just, you know, sort of, common sense, everyday stuff, scientific, you know, information. It just cannot be explained by simple means and also by medical reasons. You know, the reason I call it You're Not Crazy is because there are a lot of people, and throughout history, there are people that were misdiagnosed as insane and mentally ill when they were just perceiving something in their environment within and around them that the average person could not perceive. We just didn't have the information or the tools to be able to do that. So the easiest thing to say to somebody is, you're not crazy. And the truth is that right now, you tune into any program, whether you have cable or you're looking on the internet, any program that has to do with the paranormal or the supernatural or the out of the ordinary, whether you're talking about hauntings, whether you're talking about UFOs, whether you're talking about spiritual experiences, or whether you're talking about near-death experiences or out-of-body experiences, lucid dreaming, you're going to find that by far, and this was the thing that struck out at me, over and over again, what you see people saying is, I thought I was going crazy. I felt insane. And I personally knew that feeling. Because if, again, maybe medicine is catching up, I think it is. I think the holistic medicine definitely has been open to this, and traditional medicine is starting to coalesce with holistic medicine. In other words, our right brain and left brain people are starting to think, okay, maybe we don't have all the answers. Maybe science, as beautiful and wonderful as it is, isn't the holy grail of information. And rightfully so. Just being up when, you know, in the sky also isn't helpful because we are physical beings. We're on this planet. We're controlled by gravity. We are interacting with other people, animals, the planet, trees, plants, etc. So we need to work with various things. So it's really important to think that this is still developing. So as happy as I am to see so many different programs, I'm sure you've seen them, anything from, you know, the haunted, to, you know, the Dead Files, which I happen to love. You know, even if you watch something like Ancient Aliens, another incredible show that you can't even pinpoint that show to one genre. It's so incredibly wonderful. You have other shows that are more like ghost hunting shows. So, you know, those can be very silly, but they can also be very, very interesting, very informative. All these shows, like I said, have this incredible thing in common. I just couldn't ignore it. It was like, wait a minute, I'm experiencing something. My spouse or my friend or my neighbor or my roommate or my sister or my uncle or my niece or my coworker is not experiencing this. They're making me feel like, or confirming that I'm crazy. Went to my doctor, you know, a psychiatrist. I'm cleared. I'm okay. I mean, you may be hearing voices and you may be experiencing things. It may not be insanity. It may not be mental illness. With that said, there are a lot of injuries that happen to the brain or things that are congenital that we're born with, conditions, mental states that are still not fully explained. We're talking about the brain. I think we know the least about the brain and the universe. These are the two things we're still trying to figure out. And when we talk about the brain, we don't really fully know how it functions. I mean, I may not be a neuropsychiatrist or a neuroscientist, but I don't think they'll disagree with me when I say we really don't know that much about the brain. We know a lot and we're learning a lot more, especially like microtubules, these things that could be possibly responsible for consciousness, this thing that makes you, that gives you your identity. But we still don't know. Like, in other words, you might give me your name, your position in this life as a whatever you do for work, if you have a traditional job, your role in your family, your role in society, that doesn't explain who you are. That doesn't tell me who your soul is. That can only be expressed by you, person to person. And I think that that's beautiful. I think that's just incredible. And I think that when we talk about experiencing things that are out of the ordinary, I think that brings us closer, not farther apart, when it comes to, or further apart when it comes to exploring our existence here. So when I wrote this book, I wrote it almost as a, or as a primer, an introduction to topics that are, you know, not necessarily out there. You know this from just taking a quick look. There are podcasts, webcasts, video casts on Vimeo and YouTube, as I just said, reality shows, forums, magazines, books on the topic. And there's a lot of stuff out there. There's a lot of information. When you're going through a crisis, a spiritual awakening, a dark night of the soul, all these things that mean, okay, who am I? What's happening? Why am I experiencing things that I was not, you know, they weren't explained to me? This wasn't explained to me. I don't, nobody can help me with this. We're talking about something that you're in new territory. And you need information that you can go to and say, okay, now technology, thank goodness, you know, if you are fortunate enough to have a computer, which you probably do if you're listening to this, or a smartphone, you can use any search engines and look something up and get tons of information. The key is you have to know what information is accurate and which information is misinformation and not accurate and almost, you know, sometimes can make you nuttier or crazier than you're trying not to be. So I try to do something, and I also try to put in the end of my book suggested reading, and of course, not at all inclusive, there's so much information out there, that will help you. I mean, You're Not Crazy, It's Paranormal is an e-book. You can take it with you anywhere. You can find it on Amazon.com. Just put You're Not Crazy, It's Paranormal. And you're going to be able to see, number one, you can read the first introduction in the first chapter, and you can just take a quick look and say, okay, this is relevant to me, this is not relevant to me, particularly when you look at the chapter, you know, the table of contents, and you say, okay. And you can see, I talk about something about experiences that are unusual, that cannot be explained with traditional means, like something like a haunted house or paranormal experiences in your home or work office or wherever you may be, in a factory, wherever you are, and how you differentiate those from something that can be explained, pipes, you know, just crazy, you know, neighbors or whatever it is that you can explain. How to know the difference. You got to use, you know, discernment. I also talk about this, what I just said a few minutes ago, the dark night of the soul, spiritual awakening, something that often occurs with either a physical trauma, a psychological, emotional trauma, a combination of all of these, and what I call the dark night of the soul. I explain a little bit about what the history of that is. And at this point in your life, this is something that occurs. It could be a series of events that occur in your life. I mean, I used to be a go-getter. I was, like, super resilient. I'm free to tell you, very happy to share with you, that I grew up a very extremely difficult experience, you know, poverty and physical violence and all kinds of things that occurred to me. Education saved me. You know, learning about psychology, learning, you know, behavior, learning research, learning the scientific method, learning a little bit of, you know, the health field. That helped me, you know, get that spirit inside of me aligned. Yet there was a part missing. I was more into the intellectual part, and I really abandoned my emotional, spiritual development, and it wasn't until a series of events, and I talk about this several times, which was the loss of my mother, and for other people, it could be a loss of a loved one, a loss of a child, a combination of that, loss of work, which happened to me, a loss of physical health, which happened to me, having some type of emotional trauma, panic attacks, I mean, all that stuff that can really ask, you know, have you asking, who am I? What am I? What am I left in this body? What's in here? Your ego has nothing to say. It's actually silenced. For the first time, the chatter is like, bleep, I don't know what to say. Because you've been shaken up so much. People that have had a near-death experience will tell you. They're literally taken out of their body. And in those moments, there, I think lucidity real clarity comes into one's life. And that's when you're able to have a life review or an experience that cannot be put into normal vernacular, no matter what your culture, what your religion, what your financial status is, what part of the world you live, what your diet is, cannot be explained by that. It's universal. And in those moments, I think that the ultimate is discovered. Truth with a capital T and love. Now, how much of that we bring that with us, with that experience, is up to the individual, how much you can absorb through that experience. I mean, I found many, many people that are psychics, empaths, mediums, sensitives, are people that have had chronic illnesses, extremely difficult backgrounds and adversity. And these are people that will tell you, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have had this sixth sense come sort of aligned, come online like a computer. This extra program would not have been triggered. I would have just been thinking with my five senses and trained by society to just think, you know, almost robotically, which is another reason why I wrote and I created rudenesssucks.com. Too many of us are, and I can't say us, but a lot of people out there are robotically zombified by society, by traditional religion, by sports, by politics, by pressures of the quote-unquote powers that be, and we're kind of just afraid all the time, worried, concerned, complaining, and we forget who we really are, what our power really is. And to the last breath I take while I'm alive, I am here to share that, you know, I myself is an explorer of all of this. I most certainly do not have all the answers, but from what I do have, I want to share what I have learned from other people that have experienced different levels of paranormal spiritual awakenings. I want to share that with you in a way that is, again, clear, succinct. I did that through my book, and I still do it through my coaching, my spiritual coaching. And I take that into my everyday work, my other books that I'm writing. I'm writing about manners and rudeness in society and how, as an empath, as an empath who feels other people's emotions, why rudeness is not okay, why rudeness can cause violence, road rage, your incidents that are so preventable. Why do so many of us purposely avoid harmonious experiences as opposed to chaos and craziness and insanity? Because that's what we've been trained to think it's quote-unquote regular and normal. But I am convinced that there is an absolute spiritual awakening occurring all around us. And whether it's through your dreams, if you're having strange dreams, if you are experiencing anything that's out of the unusual, whether it's because of the location that you live or something that's occurring to you internally, or if you are seeing coincidences all the time, which a lot of people call synchronicities. I call them synchronicities, meaningful coincidences. The same number over and over again. Things that you've never seen before all of a sudden start coming together. All of a sudden you see hearts everywhere. You're like, okay, really? I mean, what is this? Maybe you're going to find your true love partner. It could be you're seeing butterflies. And that's another sign of spiritual awakening and of evolving. These things happen a minimum of 3 times in a row. They happen on an ongoing basis. They're really nothing to be frightened of. A lot of times, you know, people think, oh, does it mean I'm going to die? Does it mean, you know? You know, when you do get a warning, it's a warning to be safe. It's a loving warning. It's not usually, that's how you know, I just cut myself off. That's how you know the difference between something that's a mental illness or a dark energy versus something loving, like an angelic loving energy. Love, angels, your guardians, your loved ones that do communicate through you through this other sixth sense and beyond, will not tell you something that's hurtful. If they tell you something that's warning or preventive, it's in a loving way. In other words, if you hear something that tells you, hurt that person, hurt that animal, jump in front of the car, do it now, you know, this is God telling you this, then you can be 100% certain this is not of a loving source, because of a loving source wants you to do things that are for the highest and the greatest good, that takes you to a frequency higher and higher. And there are tons of frequencies out there where you want to talk about radio, microwave, electromagnetic field, and something beyond gravity. There's all these fields out there. Some are high, some are low. Some people naturally are attuned to the lower frequencies. These are the people who enjoy evil. These are the people that love to harm others, themselves and others, because they ultimately will always harm themselves. But they don't care because they feel so good to harm others that it keeps them going. This is yin and yang. This is light and darkness. We can't live without the darkness, but darkness isn't always negative. This is for another show. It isn't always negative. Darkness, there's power that can be used to move forward and propel ourselves with strength. So let's not confuse evil with darkness. That's a whole different category. But there is light frequencies. There are kind of grayish frequencies. There are low frequencies and everything in between. And again, what I talk about is a primer. And I give you a bonus that you can use in the book, because there are things that people are like, well, right now I feel not so good. I feel like crap. I feel surrounded by people that are all about negativity. How do I get out of this? And I talk about that as well in my book. I also give you the tools to use yourself simply, super affordably. You don't have to even do anything except your groceries. Use an orange to feel, you know, something that is, you know, negative. You know, orange peels is used in feng shui. This is tradition goes up thousands and thousands of years back, and it works. Sage, Native Americans use sage to cleanse. You can eat it, you can drink it, you can smoke it, and you can use it as smudging. And it's natural. There's nothing hocus-pocus, dark, or scary about it. The only people that wouldn't want you to use this are people that want to control you financially and spiritually, the people that want you under their control. And when you're in an emergency, you get desperate, and you might succumb to those false statements, false beliefs. So I'm hoping that if you're listening to this, if you are, wherever you are, you're experiencing anything, whether it's a frightening series of events, experiences, or if you are experiencing something on the more the lines of positive, then I trust that not only this broadcast, but anything that you might tune into that has truth in it will give you relief, understanding, and the tools that you need to move forward in a very, very healthy way. And so I'm going to make this very short, because this is more of an introduction of You're Not Crazy, It's Paranormal, versus, you know, the whole series of spiritual awakening, and these are done for other shows. Please contact me if there's anything specific you want to discuss. The book also has tons and tons of photographs. I want you to judge. These photographs were taken by me personally with my digital camera. I don't know any fancy editing, and I captured what I believe are orbs, spiritual beings, all kinds of beautiful images. Sometimes it was just a cloud in the form of wings, or what I think it was, an angelic presence at a time where I thought it was over for me. I was going to be in the street. I just thought I couldn't rest, you know, take care of my animal companions, who are my loves, or my family, my siblings, people who I love. So you can get signs, and I have pictures of those. So if you, even if you yourself don't believe in them or haven't experienced them, maybe this will help you see something that you haven't seen in your environment. Sometimes it takes a wake-up call and something that's been around you all along in the first place. Sometimes that awakening can lead to that. So my friends, my dear listeners, as I'm talking to you individually, I always say, please take a deep, delicious breath. I encourage you to, again, check rudenessducks.com or dianatheempath.com. You're Not Crazy, It's Paranormal. Send me an email. Send me a question, and I'll be happy to answer it. And if you want to join my email list, I'm more than happy to send you an email book that can be extremely beneficial and useful in all of your spiritual quests. So whatever you're doing, I hope you take a wonderful deep breath. I'm going to leave some music for you to just relax to for the next few seconds. And believe me, I'll see you again very soon. I'll hear you. I'll talk to you. You'll talk to me. And I have a lot more information. I've mentioned about social media and how you can use it in whatever you're doing, in your personal development, anything you're doing, whether you're an artist or a business person or just, you know, somebody who just wants to explore it. So I will be talking about that as well as rudeness, manners, how to make this world more harmonious. Because I think that most of us would prefer a life of abundance, joy, resources that are shared. So, again, I leave you with this. Thank you so much for listening, And until next time, talk soon and goodbye.